The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. I was in D.C. yesterday, Arizona today. But, Tony, you never leave your attic.
Apparently you did today, Mike. Where to be found?
Oopsie, oops. Here. Where is he? Was he taken?
Where were you? They flew me in all the way from Las Vegas. I was expecting to see you there.
I'm going to Las Vegas after I leave Scottsdale.
I'm guessing you're going to get the Jerry West and LeBron James treatment. They walk through the arena. Everyone's kissing the rings. That's going to be the Mike Wilbon treatment.
I don't think that's going to happen. I doubt that's going to happen. Unless it happens to Jerry West or LeBron James. Welcome to PTI. Tony almost made it to Wednesday, but not quite. So here to do his work is our great friend, Mr. Frank Isola.
The effort's not there.
It's a little thin. People must have gone to the beach. We don't have a full audience.
They went with Tony.
Let's start with the Utah Jazz changing their tune and now saying they had listened to trade offers for star guard Donovan Mitchell. The 25-year-old averaged 26 points per game for a Utah team that won 49 games last season but got bounced by the Mavs in the first round. He now could be following Rudy Gobert and Quinn Snyder out of town. Frank, would the Jazz be smart to trade another all-star?
Yeah, it's clearly rebuilding. And you and I sat here, Mike, if you remember, the day after the draft, and we talked about everything the Knicks had done was about getting Jalen Brunson, and that's exactly what happened. The Knicks have been planning and scheming for about 2 or 3 years now to try to get Donovan Mitchell. He's all part of the Leon Rose friends and family plan where they're trying to bring him in, and the Knicks have the draft picks to get it. And I think what Danny Ainge is doing, he did it when he was in Boston, when he got rid of Kevin Garnett and he got rid of Paul Pierce, he rebuilt the team that way. You see a lot of teams, Oklahoma City has done it. That's what Danny Ainge is trying to do. My only thing would be, you know, Donovan Mitchell's only 25. So is that a little bit of a red flag? Why are you ready to give up on a 25-year-old? It's not Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce in their 30s. This guy's still very much entering the prime years of his career, and Utah's ready to move on from him.
Frank, I'm listening to this thing, you know, today, and thinking about it, I love Donovan Mitchell. I mean, I just love the way he plays, his spirit, the way he goes about it. And you know, I love Jalen Brunson, Chicago's own. I just do. I like these two players. But if you're telling me the Knicks are going to give up all their draft picks and pay all their money to two guys who aren't going to get them, I mean, within a whiff of the conference finals, those guys are nice pieces. Probably a second piece and a coming off the bench, a sixth man. That's what they are on a team that's going to contend. They're not close to Boston or Miami. No. I don't even think Philly. And so, I mean, it sounds good. It'll be worth a lot of hype in New York if they get Donovan Mitchell to come back to the metro area, blah, 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 blah. And I know Tibbs, I bet Tibbs, I don't know this, I bet Tibbs will love coaching him. But, Frank, I don't see it. And I do see, look, we know what Danny Ainge is trying to do.
Yep.
He understands that free agents are not going to come near. He has to draft or trade draft picks to get the great players. And that's what he's amassing. Yes, but the Knicks, they didn't draft Donovan Mitchell. And now they're going to show that they can do anything to get him anyway. There's a reason they're letting him go. We said in the lead, Frank, they haven't made it out of the second round. That's why. Because with him and Gobert, they didn't get as far as we thought they should have gotten.
All right, a couple of things. The Knicks have all their draft picks, and they still have future picks from Milwaukee, Washington, Detroit, and Dallas. Miami is another team to look at because Tyler Hero is there. He could be on the move, and Danny Ainge wanted to draft Tyler Hero. My only thing about Donovan Mitchell, and you brought it up, you know, he's only about 6'1", not a great defender. And really, Miami, the last couple of years, when they lost to Milwaukee and lost to Boston, size was an issue for them. And here's the one thing about playing in a small market for Donovan Mitchell. Two seasons ago, they lose to the Clippers without Kawhi Leonard in the last two games. This year, they lose game one to Dallas without Luka Doncic.
Without Luka.
Now, you tell me if LeBron James or Kevin Durant are losing those kind of games. They're getting crushed.
A lot more pressure.
We know
pressure.
What they do. It was always Rudy Gobert's fault, but Donovan Mitchell's got to take a little bit of a hit there as well, Mike.
A lot of it hit, and I love them. But again,
I agree.
If the Knicks think this is their plan, their big plan to get to the finals,
I know.
Suspect.
Could be a lot of guys on the move. DeAndre Ayton, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Tyler Hero, and Donovan Mitchell as well. All right. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver met with the media yesterday at the Board of Governors meeting in Las Vegas. When asked to comment on Kevin Durant's reported desire to be traded, Silver said, quote, "This needs to be a two-way street. Teams provide enormous security and guarantees to players, and the expectation in return is that they'll meet their end of the bargain. We don't like to see players requesting trades, and we don't like to see it playing out the way it is." All right, Mike, is Kevin Durant's trade request a negative or a positive for the NBA?
Well, these are two different issues, what Adam Silver was saying and whether this is a good thing for the NBA or not. I'm going to say Adam Silver's representing the owners. He's representing management. And management is tired of all of a sudden labor having leverage.
Yeah.
And high profile, impactful leverage. Management doesn't want that. And so Adam Silver represents those owners. And
that's
I understand
right.
why he's saying that. That's fine. And they're going to do something about that when they get to the next negotiation, the next bargaining thing. That's for another day. Is Kevin Durant asking, he didn't demand, asking for a trade good for the NBA? You damn right it is. Okay? There's
not
two
the
global sports. I don't care about the Nets. I'm talking about the NBA. There's two global sports, soccer and basketball. And what do they share other than their global nature? Players move.
Yeah.
Players move all the time. It is subject of speculation and reporting and gossip and celebration the entire offseason for those two sports. The NFL even dies to manufacture with its phony OTAs and this other junk ways to stay out front. All offseason, the NBA and global soccer have it, Frank. And this is great for the league. And I know if we had Adam Silver over a glass of wine at a restaurant, he'd have to admit the same. But it's different. What we're talking about and what he was talking about.
You know, it's funny. You mentioned, you know, player empowerment. I think Adam, kind of the theme of his talk yesterday with the media was a bit of a pushback on player empowerment. He also talked about trying to give incentives for games played, believe it or not, because he knows that's an issue of
issues.
You know, last year, I think it was almost back-to-back days that you and I sat here, and it was Lionel Messi and Ronaldo both on the move, basically on back-to-back days. So that's a fair point. But look at it from the Brooklyn Nets standpoint. I think this is where, you're right, the fans love it. Sometimes they like it more than the regular season. But Kevin Durant just signed the contract. So he was willing to sign it for 4 years. They were willing to commit another 4 years to a guy who hasn't played a lot. The
True.
First year, he was recovering. So player empowerment, let's be fair. If I were a player, I'd like it because it benefits one person. It benefits me. It doesn't benefit the fans. It doesn't benefit the teams. Because Kevin Durant is still in a great situation where if he stayed in Brooklyn, have a chance to win. Now, you could say, well, the Nets, they can go out and get assets. They're looking to get picks and at least one young star. How many teams have that, Mike? Miami?
Listen,
Miami can't do it.
Maybe nobody, which
That's
is why
the
they
problem.
May be in Brooklyn. But it benefits somebody's fans. It may not benefit people along I-95. It would benefit somebody's fans if Kevin Durant winds up somewhere else, and I'm not so sure he's going to. But the point, Frank, we're talking about the NBA every day.
You're right.
Even guys who didn't play, even guys who got their butts swept out in the first round, we're talking about them every day. Big stars, not some dude on a progressive insurance thing getting traded
right.
from Cleveland to Charlotte.
Okay, one last thing, because I see where you're sitting. The day that Devin Booker says he wants to be traded, I want you to keep that energy there.
Frank, it'll be exciting
because you know
some
that Kevin Durant could end up on
Devin
Phoenix.
Booker.
That's why you're saying that.
No, I'm not. He could end up wherever he wants to. It's going to be exciting for
that's the
that
problem.
City's
There's
fans.
Not a lot of teams you can end up on.
I know New Yorkers dismiss that. The person who sits in that seat, whether it's you and Tony, if New York loses somebody, oh, my God, the sky is falling. Baseball, just more global than football, is testing another new way to bring more offense back into its game. The Athletic reports that starting July 22nd in the Class A Florida State League, teams will not be allowed to position players within a pie slice, whatever the hell that is, of the diamond above second base prior to the pitch. The idea is to prevent the shift and open the field back up to ground balls up the middle. Frank, do you think this rule holds promise in changing Major League Baseball for the better?
All right. I know your feeling. So before I allow you to go, Wee Willie Keeler, who made his debut in 1892 and is famous for saying, or he's one of the guys who, yeah.
Hit them where they ain't.
Exactly. Hit them where they ain't. And that's going to be Mike's big theme. You love the NBA. I love it. They have a restricted area there. You have a, you know, a neutral zone in the NFL. You have
baseball's not those sports.
What do you say? They have a batter's box. You have to stand
baseball,
there. And remember,
okay.
Mike, they're only experimenting with this in the lowest level of minor league baseball. It's a way to try to generate more offense. And guess what? It could add some intrigue. Because if you're standing inside the chalk, the team that's batting has the choice to either decline the pitch or say, you know, we hit a home run. No, we'll take it. We're not going to we'll decline the penalty, so to speak, and we'll play on that way. I actually don't think it's the worst thing. Baseball's trying to be creative. All the leagues, the NFL changes their rules all the time to benefit offense. Is the NFL struggling? The NBA does it all the time as well, Mike, with the three-point line. How many years ago was that? Baseball's trying something different. They're experimenting on the lowest level to see if it works.
You're experimenting to try to bring it to Major League Baseball.
Yes.
That's the only reason why they're experimenting. Frank, if your plan of eliminating the shift, and I mean baseball's plan, and I liked the notion of eliminating the shift, but if baseball's plan to eliminate the shift isn't good enough that they have to tweak the damn thing before they can even implement it, then scrap the original plan. Something has to be organic. And don't tell me that baseball, which is 140 years old, needs to follow the 75-year-old NBA and pro football. I don't want to hear that junk. The word timeless has been associated with baseball. It's never associated with the others. If you can't make a rule that is going to effectively and partially organically change your sport and help it, then you're barking up the wrong tree. Get a better plan. You mean to tell me hitters, as skilled as they are, can't hit the ball where they, fielders, ain't? Because Tony Gwynn could do it. Pete Rose could do it. They could hit the ball wherever those fielders were.
You just don't want to see the chalk outline in the infield. That's what the problem is. You want to see the chalk.
I played baseball, Frank. My first love was baseball. I want to see hitters do their jobs. Don't just try to jerk the thing over a 200-field fence in Yankee Stadium. Hit the ball where the fielders aren't. That's part of the nature of baseball.
Your sport, the NBA, they widened the lane. Didn't they do that? Three-point line was implemented.
They did that at the beginning, Frank. They did that 70 years ago.
You got to start somewhere, Mike. You're trying to improve the sport. You're trying to attract people to it. I get what you're saying. I like the tradition of baseball as well. Do you know what the shift, the way it's been now? There's been just as many balls hit up the middle. It didn't work, so they're trying to adjust. They want to spread out the infielders.
Don't do it. They don't shift it. You got it wrong. Admit it. Go back to the drawing board and do something different, not tweak the thing that isn't working.
Tweaking's not bad.
Huh? It's lazy.
We're going to tweak
it's lazy. It
point.
Is. We're taking a break because we could argue this all day. Coming up, the British Open begins in hours. What would happen if a Saudi tour player wins this thing?
Oh, boy. And was Blue Jays manager Charlie Montoya to blame for the team's struggles? He's out.
What did he do? Did he shift? Did he put all nine players in the infield? Why don't they have that?
Why don't you want to try new things for once in your life?
Huh? Come on.
Pardon the interruption is presented by Corona Extra. Find the fine life. Live la vida más fina. Part of Happy Hour.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by Corona Extra, part of Happy Hour.
Time to jump all over Isola in What's the Word? What's first?
It would be blank if a live tour golfer wins the British Open.
All right, I'm going to give my word first and then go backward, Frank. It'd be disruptive. Yeah. I mean, we know what, you know, everybody now, the big guns think in the PGA side, think of the live golfers, 24 of whom will be among the 160-man field, you know, at the British Open, at the Open Championship. Disruptive, Frank. I mean, they do. If you get this and you have more people sliding over, defecting to live, that just causes more problem, not just for the PGA, but for the majors. Tiger and other people presume the majors will just ditch them and kick them out. No. Yeah. Not if there are more and more of them and they're winning events.
With a nod to our friends in Great Britain, I would say it's bloody awful. Nobody wants to see anybody from the LIV tournament win this. I want to see. You know who I want to see? Rory McIlroy. 2015, he was going to defend his title at St. Andrews. Broke his foot having a little kick around with a
soccer ball
and couldn't play. 2010,
right.
You go all the way back to St. Andrews. He shot a 63 in the first round, 80 in the second round.
80.
And still finished third.
80 killed him.
Maybe this will be his year.
80 killed him. Well, would it be a bloody mess? All right, yep. Frank, you were right about that. What's next?
It's blank that the Blue Jays fired manager Charlie Montoyo.
They got rid of Charlie Montoyo. His team is a couple of games over 500, Frank. And so this is simply divisional. This is about that division. Because if the playoffs were to start today, I hate that phrase, but they would be a wild card, or at least tied for the wild card spot. Yes, they trailed the Yankees, Tampa, and Boston, or Boston and Tampa in whatever order. But in that division, it's making people crazy, and it makes people at the highest level of clubs do stupid, panicky stuff. It's divisional that he's fired, because he wouldn't be fired in any other division in baseball.
And you know what happens, too? You know, this happens with the Yankees, your Cubs. It happens with the Dodgers. It's un-Canadian. That's what it is. The good people of Canada with your universal health care and your Maple Leaf, you don't do something like this.
It is.
You're
un-Canadian. 46
and 42. You're actually over 500 right now. Here's the thing, though, Mike, and this is why he's in trouble. They lost 9 of their last 11, and they just got swept 4 games by the Seattle Mariners. And they have the highest payroll that they've ever had in franchise history. You put that all together, the expectations have been through the roof. But there's still four games over 500.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done it this week. You can wait till after the All-Star break and see what happens then.
Yeah.
See what they can write themselves over the weekend. You find out, it's panicky.
Yeah,
AL East, Tony always celebrates. You and Kornheiser with your AL East. Let's
Canadian.
Take one last break. But still to come, the Yankees do something they haven't done all season. See if anybody gets fired there.
And guess who's back on the mound? Shohei. Can he keep his remarkable run going tonight?
It's remarkable.
It is.
It is. They could have waited until after the break, Frank. They didn't have to fire him today.
Well, you lose 9 of 11.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Corona Extra. Find the fine life. Live la vida más fina. Part of Happy Hour.
Time to get happy, people. Happy 74th birthday, Tony Kornheiser.
Hey, there we go.
Star of newspaper, radio, and television for more than 50 years. 50. The last 20 of them co-hosting something for this network called PTI. The last 2.5 of them exclusively from his own attic in the nation's capital. How do we know Kornheiser hasn't been kidnapped and stashed in some little room made to look like an attic? Because he's been seen teeing it up at exclusive golf courses across the mid-Atlantic on a regular basis, and we presume the people occasionally in his foursome, including Hall of Fame coach Gary Williams, are not actually captors. Whether he emerges from the attic or not, Kornheiser will presumably stay true to obsessing over the baseball Nationals, Notre Dame football, and all big market teams and already famous athletes, which he has done going back to his faves, Jim Brown, Sandy Koufax, Reggie Jackson, and his high school classmates, Orville and Wilbur Wright.
Oh, you got him good. How come you didn't mention yourself in there? What about Larry Brown? That's one of his guys as well.
It is.
Former camp counselor, right? Happy
it
birthday.
It is. Tony. His former camp counselor and coach, famously.
Right.
Happy anniversary to the 1971 American League All-Stars. On this day, 51 years ago, you beat the National League All-Stars 6-4 in a game at Tiger Stadium that features six home runs. Here's who hit them. Johnny Bench of the Reds, Henry Aaron of the Braves, Roberto Clemente of the Pirates, Reggie Jackson of the A's, Frank Robinson of the O's, and Harmon Killebrew of the Twins. Man. In all, 26 future Hall of Famers were involved in the game, Frank, 21 who got inducted as players, plus Joe Torre, who'd make it as a manager, both game managers, Sparky Anderson and Earl Weaver, NL bench coach Walter Alston, and even umpire Doug Harvey. Pete Rose would be the 27th if he wasn't banned. Johnny Bench said of the contest, it wasn't a game, it was the world.
Yeah, everyone remembers the Reggie Jackson home run. Let me give you some of the names, big names in that game, not in the Hall of Fame. Mickey Lolich, Bobby Bonds, Rusty Staub, Boot Powell, Vida Blue, remember him? Wilbur Wood, Jim Perry, Frank Howard, Amos Otis, and Billy Martin was a bench coach for the AL. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah.
I was a kid driving across the country with my parents, 12 years old, listening on radio back then. Happy trails to a 3-run ninth inning lead for the Yanks. That's right. The Yankees were finally on the other end of a comeback. They led the Reds 3-0 heading into the top of the ninth, with closer Clay Holmes and his .46 ERA on the mound. But Holmes faced five batters, didn't record an out. The Reds got the lead and eventually the win when Jonathan India singled off Wandy Peralta, scoring two runs. The Yankees had been 49-0, Frank, when leading after eight, and the Reds had been 0-48 trailing after eight. It's the third loss in a row for the Yanks. Watch out, who dropped two to the Sox over the weekend.
I got to get Mariano back there. By the way, the Reds started 3-22. Do you realize they've gone 32 since? 3-22 they started.
Respectable.
Crazy.
No errors today. We're running out of show. We're going to run through the big finish. The Mets took the rubber game against the Braves this afternoon, 7-3, Frank. Who do you favor the rest of the way?
It's the Mets, not just because of the pitching. They also have eight home games to make up. The Patriots traded former first-round draft pick receiver N'Keal Harry to the Bears for a seventh rounder. Are you happy about that?
Justin Fields needs all the weapons he can get, but I don't know if the Patriots are giving up on him already. I don't know. Evgeny Malkin is staying with the Penguins after agreeing to a 4-year, $24 million deal. You happy with that?
That's a great deal. You know, him, Sidney Crosby, Chris Letang, 16 years they've been together, 3 Stanley Cups. The Orioles go for their 10th straight win tonight against the Cubs. You like their chances?
Yeah, the Cubs are going the other way, unlike the Reds. I mean, they have a good stretch and now a bad stretch, and I like the Orioles in their spirit to win again. Last one, Frank. Shohei and Tony Gonsolin are both on the mound tonight. Will both win again?
Yes, I do think they will. How about Shohei in 2 starts against the Astros? 10 2/3 innings, 1 earned run he's given up.
Against the Astros, too. The Astros pretty potent, almost Yankee-like.
Happy birthday, Tony. We're out of time. Thanks for watching. I'm Frank Isola.
That's right. Happy birthday, old man. I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. 106 degrees in North Scottsdale, Frank. What do you got, huh?
I was in Vegas for 3 days waiting for you to show up.
Ooh,
I left, and now you're gone.
And now, here's SportsCenter.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. 2 things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number 1, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number 2, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.